Harry felt as though he had been pushed hard in the chest. He took several staggering steps backward, hit some of the shelves covering Snape's walls, and heard something crack. Snape was shaking slightly, very white in the face. The back of Harry's robes were damp. One of the jars behind him had broken when he fell against it. The pickled, slimy thing within was swirling in its draining potion.
"Reparo!"
hissed Snape, and the jar sealed itself once more.
"Well, Potter, that was certainly an improvement."
Panting slightly, Snape straightened the pensive in which he had again stored some of his thoughts before starting the lesson, almost as though checking that they were still there.
"I don't remember telling you to use a shield charm, but there is no doubt that it was effective."
Harry did not speak. He felt that to say anything might be dangerous. He was sure he had just broken into Snape's memories, that he had just seen scenes from Snape's childhood, and it was unnerving to think that the crying little boy who had watched his parents shouting was actually standing in front of him with such loathing in his eyes.
"Let's try again, shall we?"
said Snape. Harry felt a thrill of dread. He was about to pay for what had just happened, he was sure of it. They moved back into position with a desk between them, Harry feeling he was going to find it much harder to empty his mind this time.
"On the count of three, then," said Snape, raising his wand once more. "One, two."
Harry did not have time to gather himself together and attempt to clear his mind, for Snape had already cried,
"Legilimens!"
He was hurtling along the corridor toward the Department of Mysteries, past the blank stone walls, past the torches. The plain black door was growing ever larger. He was moving so fast he was going to collide with it. He was feet from it, and he could see that chink of faint blue light again. The door had flown open. He was through it at last, inside a black-walled, black-floored circular room, lit with blue-flamed candles, and there were more doors all around him. He needed to go on, but which door ought he to take?
"Potter!"
Harry opened his eyes. He was flat on his back again, with no memory of having gotten there. He was also panting as though he really had run the length of the Department of Mysteries corridor, really had sprinted through the black door and found the circular room.
"Explain yourself,"
said Snape, who was standing over him, looking furious.
"I don't know what happened,"
said Harry truthfully, standing up. There was a lump on the back of his head from where he had hit the ground, and he felt feverish.
"I've never seen that before. I mean, I told you I've dreamed about the door, but it's never opened before." "You are not working hard enough."
For some reason, Snape seemed even angrier than he had done 2 minutes before, when Harry had seen into his own memories.
"You are lazy and sloppy, Potter. It is small wonder that the Dark Lord..."
"Can you tell me something, sir?" said Harry, firing up again. "Why do you call Voldemort the Dark Lord? I've only ever heard Death Eaters call him that."